Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I will try to remove today relates to the wars waged by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it is alleged that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to forcibly spread Islam and in order to forcibly convert people into Islam, he waged war against the people of the book and against the polytheists of Arabia. And of course, this whole issue and this whole process continued even after him, and his learned companions also indulged in these wars, and they took extensive campaigns to convert people or to expand the Islamic kingdom which had been established in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how it is generally interpreted, and it needs to be understood that the whole process of prophetic wars, which we find in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially if we know that these whole wars occurred in his stay in Medina. Of course, they did not occur in Mecca, because wars have to be waged in the presence of a state. Individuals cannot wage war. So all these wars took place in his Medinan time. Now, it needs to be understood that all these wars are governed by a divine law. And this law, of course, is that the messengers of God, the prophets of God who are designated as the messengers of God, the Almighty, through his messengers of God, decides the fate of their immediate addressees in this world, so that this decision of reward and punishment in this world can become a substantiation, a corroboration of the greater reward and punishment which is going to take place one day in the hereafter. So primarily, this whole exercise is a divine law. It is a divine exercise, and prophets and messengers of God who are actually weapons of God in this whole process, in this whole law. And it is primarily the Almighty who punishes people who intentionally deny the truth in this world, so that this whole exercise can become a corroboration of that greater punishment and reward which is going to take place in the hereafter. So in the times of the Prophet Muhammad also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wars, we know that some of the wars, or many of them, were waged not by him, of course. In this case, in many cases, the aggressors were the opposite side. But of course, they were aggressive wars from the Prophet as well. We know that they were wars in which the initiative was taken by the Muslims. Now, in all these wars, it needs to be understood the primary objective of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions was not to forcibly convert people to Islam or to expand the Islamic kingdom. It was primarily, as I said, punishing people who have intentionally denied the truth. So the primary reason for this whole endeavor or these wars was to punish people who had intentionally and deliberately denied the truth, so that, as I said earlier, this whole exercise could become a corroboration to the greater reward and punishment which is going to take place in the hereafter. So the wars of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be viewed in this light. And we know that in these wars, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have understood from the Quran, the polytheists or the mushrikun, they were not given any chance to live, because primarily they were people who had subscribed to the religion of polytheism. And for them, it was the humiliation which the Quran says shall take place for people who deny their respective messengers. Their humiliation would take the form of death if they would not subscribe to Islam. And as far as the people of the book are concerned, for them, the law was that if they want to live on their own religion, if they want to stay on their own religion, then they must remain subservient to the Islamic polity by paying jizya. So we know that this is what happened. And the wars of the Prophet, of course, as I said, have to be interpreted in this regard. And also what needs to be understood is that this primary reason, as I stated, relates to the messengers of God and their immediate companions who later on after him at times accomplished what the Prophet or their respective messengers had done. So vis-a-vis communicating the truth conclusively. However, once the messengers of God pass away and their immediate companions pass away, this law is no longer in force. This is something which is specifically related to the messengers of God. And recapitulating once again, I would like to say that the wars of the Prophet Muhammad, the wars waged by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, primarily were wars waged by the Almighty himself through the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And the objective was not to subdue people in the name of Islam, or not to force them to convert to Islam, or not to expand the Islamic empire, but the objective was to punish people who had intentionally denied the truth, so that this whole exercise could become a substantiation of the reward and punishment which is going to take place for each and every one of us in the hereafter. And it also needs to be clarified here that these wars and the basis of these wars is specific to the messengers of God. It cannot be expanded. It is specific to the times of the messengers of God. Once they pass away, these wars cannot be waged on this pretext. Here, I'd like to clarify one thing, that as far as these wars of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were concerned, as I clarified, they are primarily directed at people who had denied the truth, who had intentionally rejected the truth. Now, after his passing away, Muslims can no longer wage war on this basis. They cannot wage war on the basis that their opponents or other countries have denied Islam. Today, after the passing away of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only grounds of warfare left for an Islamic state is to curb oppression or persecution if it is being carried out by some other state. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ